From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Homeowners hoping to sell are still running into brick walls, and the latest report on housing is further proof. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales fell sharply from June to July, more than 27%. Danielle Carson reports that's the kind of drop not seen in 15 years.
Now that there's no help from the tax credit to reel in new buyers, analysts expect the housing market to stay stuck in the mud for several months. And with a looming $1 trillion budget deficit, Congress winces at the prospect of shelling out additional stimulus funds for anything. But these housing numbers are so bad, Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, says lawmakers might have to step in again.
It will take billions for another stimulus to stabilize prices, or if instead, it might be better spent somewhere else. But it's going to be very difficult for Congress to allow prices to fall further than they already have.
Home prices have remained pretty much flat nationwide, and they're not likely to budge unless the inventory of some 4 million houses that are sitting on the market start shrinking. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And we're seeing an impact in U.S. stocks. Dow's down 95 points at 10,079, although it's gained a bit of ground in the past hour. NASDAQ is down 27 at 2132. House Republican leader John Boehner is calling on President Obama to fire his economic team. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Boehner says he wants a fresh start in Washington.
Boehner told the City Club of Cleveland President Obama should dump his Treasury Secretary and economic advisor, repeal parts of the health care overhaul, and extend the Bush-era tax cuts, even for the wealthy. Boehner promised to run the House differently if Republicans regain the majority in November and he becomes House Speaker. Vice President Joe Biden countered that middle-class families didn't fare so well the last time Republicans were in charge.
We've seen this movie before, Mr. Boehner. We've seen it before. And we know how it ends. The American people deserve something different and something better.
While criticizing the president's economic policies, Boehner offered few details about the Republican alternative. The GOP has said it will sketch out its plan next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is mulling over its options after a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration's regulations expanding stem cell research. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth ruled the guidelines may violate the intent of the law forbidding federal funding for research in which a human embryo is destroyed. In China, authorities are reporting at least 42 dead from today's plane crash in the northeastern province of Heilongjiang. Local media say that dozens of people were injured, though the extent of their injuries are unknown. One report says at least 42 were hurt. This is NPR. Shirley Sherrod, the Agriculture Department employee who was forced out of her job after she was wrongfully accused of discrimination, says she's not going back to USDA anytime soon. She made the announcement today. Her former boss, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, was there. He said he apologized to Sherrod for acting too hastily.
When the full transcript of what Shirley's remarks were made known to me, it was pretty obvious that this was a circumstance and situation where her comments were taken totally and completely out of context, and that the main message, which is a message that was very supportive of what we're trying to do at USDA, was not inconsistent, as I had originally thought, but very consistent with what we were trying to do.
Primaries are being held in several states, including Arizona and Alaska. Phil Latzman with member station WLRN in Miami reports voters in Florida are deciding races for the state's open gubernatorial and U.S. Senate seats.
One is for a Republican nomination for governor between Attorney General and former Congressman Bill McCollum and multimillionaire former health care executive Rick Scott, who has spent more than $40 million of his own money on advertising, much of it to undermine McCollum, in a GOP race where Arizona's new immigration law has become a main issue. The winner to face off against Democratic State CFO Alex Sink in November. The other Florida battle in the national spotlight is the fight for the nod in the U.S. Senate Democratic primary between Miami Congressman Kendrick Meek and billionaire businessman Jeff Green. Like Scott, Green has spent much of his own money on ads attacking his rival. The winner moves on to the general election for a three-way race against independent Governor Charlie Crist and Republican standard-bearer Marco Rubio. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.